Nice to have you along on this Wednesday morning. Jim O'Hara here on WVIK, your station for NPR News and Talk. It's 9:04. It's been nearly 2 years since the Federal Rural Emergency Hospital model was launched. IPR's Natalie Krebs reports so far, no Iowa hospitals have chosen to convert.
The Rural Emergency Hospital designation gives struggling hospitals increased financial support from the federal government. In exchange, they must give up pricey inpatient care and offer just outpatient services with an emergency room. Julia Harris is with the Bipartisan Policy Center think tank, which recently released a report on the model's progress. She says they recommended the feds revise the rules to allow hospitals to retain a small number of inpatient beds.
Like an elderly patient comes into the ER and needs just to be kept under observation overnight, maybe for a day or two or three.
The rural emergency hospital designation went into effect January of last year. So far, 32 hospitals in 14 states have converted to it. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather. Slight chance of an afternoon shower, mostly cloudy, breezy, and a high near 79. Overnight, 100% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low of 57. For Thursday, a chance of showers in the morning, cooling temps to about 51 degrees by 5 p.m. tomorrow. Coming up on Think, to root out inefficiency and corruption in government, we turn to Inspectors General. What IGs do? Today at noon on Think here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. You're listening to BBC's NewsHour.